welcome to Common Prayer episode 54 on Saturday, May 23rd. It is Saturday, so as is our usual custom, we return to the practice of examine. Kathy is going to walk us through our week, our past couple of days, and invite us to connect with the Holy Spirit and see where His fingerprints have laid across our week. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining with us in Common Prayer today. And I hope you've had a good week and that if you've been following along with us, that you've been able to engage with us in remembering many of the little and the big ways that God's been showing up in your life. And I hope you've been able to pay a little bit closer attention to the movement of God in your life. Hope that together we're developing our muscle, if you will, of thankfulness, because the more we make it our intention and our practice to give thanks, to offer the Lord a grateful heart, the stronger that muscle becomes. So appreciated how Kevin has led us these last few days along those lines. So I found myself this week recognizing that I'm becoming pretty weary. And that has gotten me, if I'm really honest with you, feeling kind of crabby and irritable and impatient. At least that's the way it's come out, especially with those that I love. And it's helped me so much to just see it, to recognize it and bring it to Jesus, to confess my falling short and to allow Him to bring me back to a place of gratitude, to remembering again who God is and what He's doing all around me and in me too. So today's Saturday. And I'm so glad because this is when every week we stop and practice the prayer of examine, which, if you are new to it, has been the practice of believers and saints for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's a way of being especially attentive and to look back through the last 24 to 48 hours and really notice God's fingerprints everywhere. It's a time to allow ourselves to be present to this moment, to be present to the God who made us and who wants to speak to us, and to say along with the prophet Samuel, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So, as is our custom, I want to invite you to get in a comfortable position, one that is going to help you open yourself up to the Spirit of God, to quiet your mind, and to become aware of God's loving presence right here with you, right now. And I want to invite you to pray silently and to ask the Holy Spirit to open up this conversation with you today. Ask Him to give you His discernment. Holy Spirit, thank you for this time of listening. Would you guide us to hear what you would want us to hear during this time? And I just invite you now to take some time to review your day, yesterday, and to do it kind of like you would watch a movie. Let the scenes from the past 24 hours or so just kind of wash over you, and ask God to show you times that you experienced of gratitude and of peace. And sit in those moments for just a bit. And don't try to do anything but just watch them again. Slowly, from morning until evening. And after you've seen that, and you've noticed some things that were beautiful and good, would you thank God for those things while holding them in front of your mind? This isn't meant to be a spoken or a real wordy prayer. It's just a watching and a listening prayer. So try not to fill the space that you've created with words, but just thank Him. And then review your past 24 hours again. Without judgment, without rationalizing, without justifying. Just let yourself experience the whole range of emotions that you may have had in the last day. And in the presence of God. And as you look at your day as a whole, I'd like you to think about a few questions that I hope will kind of help you remember the times that you experienced that comforted you, that encouraged you, as well as any times that might have felt empty or lonely as well. When did you give and receive the most love? And when did you have the greatest sense of belonging? Belonging to yourself, belonging to God, and belonging to others. And then when did you fall short of giving and receiving love? When did you have the least sense of belonging? And then lastly, would you allow God to help you respond in some way to what you've heard and/or what you have experienced during your time of prayer just now? Would you ask Him for a word or a vision to walk away from this time with? And would you just be open to receiving what God has for you from this today. How good the Lord is to speak to us during this time. And as we end our time together today, would you just allow me to leave you with this prayer from the beautiful hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.